Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. We are The Morning Shift. It's Allie Mack, Mike Johnson, Bo Morgan, Dylan putting on the jams today. And we are closing out the 53-man roster list that Mike and Bo are predicting for the Falcons today. I do want to mention, though, that we got a tweet pointing out that we missed Scar from The Lion King on Best Villains. He killed his brother and tried to kill his nephew.
That's actually a good point.
In front of children.
That's actually a good point. But if we're going to go down the... We're gonna go down the Disney villain list. Like, you can't stop there though. You gotta go with like Jafar.
Yeah.
And like, you just gotta keep rolling.
Run away. Yeah. Run away and never return, Simba.
I mean, Jafar just tried to overthrow the entire kingdom, turn himself into a massive cobra.
So do you know in The Lion King, the voice of Scar in the original is Jeremy Irons, right? Jeremy Irons plays Hans Gruber's brother. In Die Hard 3.
I'm trying to piece this all together right now.
Yeah.
It's all connected.
I'm just saying.
You know who was one that did not make the cut we haven't brought up yet? Commodus, which I think is Joaquin Phoenix in Gladiator.
Yeah, it's a very good one.
Such a solid one.
Yeah.
He was definitely somebody that I thought about on the way into work this morning. I was like, Commodus.
The time for honoring yourself will soon come to an
but
then, end.
But he didn't make my list because in the end he was such a little bee.
Yeah, well, aren't most of them?
No.
That's where
absolutely
it stems
not.
From.
No, absolutely not.
I mean, Alonzo wanted someone else to shoot Ethan Hawke.
Alonzo kind of fits all the people in that, the neighborhood. But, like, Kaiser Sose? No.
I mean,
Joker? Joker was not. Dude, he was ready to go. Like, he was ready. He was about
a
whatever.
But a lot of villains in movies are kind of weak. I mean, that's kind of it. Like,
it all stems from insecurity, doesn't it?
Let's see.
How did Gary Busey's character in Lethal Weapon 1 not make it? Mr. Joshua.
I mean, do I have to spell it out? This just didn't make the list. Who are you going to remove is the problem.
I don't know. But I mean, Mr. Joshua could be an honorable mention.
I can tell you who was not a B at the end is John Doe. Yeah, he was down for whatever. Like, he was ready to ride.
But he was ready to die.
Exactly. That's what I'm saying. Joker was the same way.
He knew he was going to die. I mean, that movie.
He went out.
I mean, the fact that.
Guns blazing.
I think Gwyneth Paltrow ends up in a box in that movie. I mean, that's just.
Spoiler alert.
Yeah, well, if you haven't seen Seven, you know.
Yelled at you.
I'm
calling Grant. I just yelled at
you. I'll tell Grant. Well, hey, I mean, she crapped on Star Wars earlier.
Yeah, he's probably upset with me for that. All right, getting back to this 53-man roster, we will know exactly who is on it at 4 o'clock today. But for now, we are making predictions. Mike and Bo have come up with the 53 they believe will be making it. Are we up to 36 players now? Is that what we decided? I think it's 36.
I was going to say, we're going to land it.
No, I've only got 14 left.
Yeah, that's right. So you're at 36. Then three specialists.
I already got the specialists counted in. I'm sorry.
Yeah, my bad.
All right. Let's go to safeties. Who do you guys have there?
I've got Jesse Bates, spoiler. I've got DeMarco Helms. I've got Xavier Watts. And I've got Jordan Fuller. Seems pretty simple. Although I could see a curveball being thrown in there. I could see a curveball of like you wanting to have some flexibility and just maybe you move on from like Jordan Fuller, but I don't see that happening. But I could see them saying like, we'll play Billy Bowman back there in a pinch or something like that. But
yeah, but that doesn't mean that Billy Bowman's not listed as a safety though. To me, he's a
no. He's not. I'm just saying if there was going to be any wiggle room, that would be where it would be at for me. Like I think that you would move on, but that's the four I have. That's the four I have him keeping. I think that's pretty cut and dry.
Okay.
Yeah, no problem.
I agree with that.
Okay,
no, that's who I had. I mean, I don't know if I need to go back through it, but that's who I had. Same four.
Okay, well, then let's move on to corners then.
So I've got Mike Hughes and AJ, obviously. Those are your starters. I mean, I think that's pretty cut and dry. I have D. Alford, Natron Brooks, and Billy Bowman. I have five. Now, this is the number that I think, this is where I think I could be wrong, and here's why, is I think that those five are locked. But I'm not so sure they don't keep four linebackers, inside linebackers, and C.J. Henderson as an extra DB or,
Hang on. Let me get there.
Okay.
I want to, before you start filling out your, you know, your depth chart and you know, taking shots at it, I just want to say that you have been the one that has talked me into this. So I just want you to take, you know, guilt in knowing that I actually kept six and Mike Ford was one of them. That Mike Ford was one of them. I have been saying all along, like, I don't see how Mike Ford makes this team. And then I start chopping it up. Look, he can play inside, outside. We talked about position flexibility. Talk about he's a special teams ace. And I'm like, you know what? What Terry said on Friday when he was in the booth with you and Wes and Dave about you start with the 45 that you have on game day and you work backwards from there, I kept Mike Ford on the roster. So I had Mike Hughes, A.J. Terrell, Natron Brooks, D. Alford, Billy Bowman, and Mike Ford.
Okay.
Had them all four. And I think that D. Alford and Natron Brooks both can play the outside. I think Mike Ford can play the outside. And I think the three, D. Alford, Billy Bowman, and Mike Ford can also play the nickel.
So then who did you cut in linebacker then?
Okay. At linebacker. Allie, are we free to move on?
Move on okay. to linebackers.
At linebacker, I have them on Sunday because you're going to go through the whole PUP and IR thing, which is fine. I'm just worried about who's going to be the game day roster. Divine Diablo, Cade Nellis, Josh Woods, and D'Angelo Malone are the four I have at linebacker.
So I
had them letting go of J.D. Bertrand and then Troy Anderson. Not he's going to be on the PUP list.
Yeah, I kept five with Anderson. So I kept the same four and then added the fifth in Troy Anderson.
But
which
we both agree that that doesn't last, right? That you don't – like he's not on the roster on Sunday. So who are you adding back?
Well, I don't know because they've been – this is where it gets hard. Because based on what we know, he's not going to play. He wouldn't play in, 10 days?
Right.
Or 11 days. But based on what they alluded to, they acted like they thought he might be ready for the third preseason game. But he wasn't, and he didn't, and they haven't activated him. So I'm not sure where they go. Do they? Because if they were to carry him over into the regular season on the PUP, it means he's got to miss at least the first four games.
Which puts him coming back after the bye week. And honestly, the timing of the bye week being week five leads me to believe that they would do that.
I'm not saying they won't. I'm not sure if they will. I just don't know where they stand. But I could very well see that. And then you basically, somebody's on that defense is, somebody on this roster is playing for playing for their job, you know,
there's
which
no
they,
doubt
you
about
all
it.
Are. Let's rephrase that. There's somebody that they know they're like, well, when Troy gets healthy, Woods is gone or Malone's gone, or maybe they could say Mike Ford's gone.
Well, and let's go back to the DBs for just 1 second because I think that, you know, the not silver lining, the opposite of whatever. So the downside to what I'm saying here is if they're going to keep Mike Ford, they're going to let go of Clark Phillips, Kobe Bryant, and C.J. Henderson, which is it's tough to stomach when you look at what each of those guys could possibly bring. I don't think that Kobe Bryant did enough in preseason to make me think that he's got a spot at all. I think he was injured most of the time, and then when he did play, he was very grabby. I just don't think he looked great. C.J. Henderson actually did, but he just hasn't been around long enough. I am curious because you and I have talked about the conversation that they evidently had where he had multiple – opportunities and chose to come to the Falcons. It led you and I both to believe that maybe they said that, you know, he had a roster spot, but who knows? And then Clark Phillips, who's been around for a couple of years and was a fourth round draft pick. But man, you look at the competition back there and what Clark Phillips is and what maybe Jeff Ulbrich's looking for. And the fact that he was not mentioned in this nickel conversation, wasn't mentioned in the outside conversation when it came, you know, draft time. I don't know. I just have a hard time believing he's got a spot too. So those are three that were really tough for me.
You can't make the. He didn't. He was hurt. Didn't get the chance to show what he was. He hasn't. I think the craziest thing for me is I don't know where you talk about tweener and don't know where you fit. Clark Phillips never really made a great in the first 2 years. He never made a point to say I have to be on the outside. Look how good I am, and he never really. And I don't know if they really moved him inside or not or how much they experimented, but he never really moved inside there and said, this is my home either. So I just don't know where he's at or where he fits.
You didn't have C.J. Henderson on yours. You just had five corners.
Yeah.
I'm curious if they kept him, though, because I think you and I both kind of go back and forth on him. If they were to keep C.J. Henderson, who are you? Is Natron Brooks now not part of this? Who's the first one out of your five if C.J. Henderson's part of it?
I'm taking for another position.
Okay.
I'm taking out of the linebacker spot. I would maybe do the pup thing with Anderson or Woods or Malone. One is not here, and Anderson, if he's healthy enough to be on the roster, is going to play special teams, which he would anyways. Because the thing for me is Natron Brooks, if you don't keep Jamal Agnew,
right,
you can't not keep Natron Brooks.
I agree.
Because him and D. Alford are now your return specialist.
Well, and again,
Carlos Washington, possibly.
I was going to say, this is another conversation we're going to have where if you find somebody at the this is exactly why I think that they're going to probably go look elsewhere for the third running back to try to find somebody that also returns kick, kind of a Cordarrelle Patterson from a couple of years ago that can do both of those roles. Be your third down guy if you need him, good guy at blitz pickup, can return kicks, and, you know, really step in a pinch. So we'll see what happens. But
don't forget, Mike Hughes can do some return stuff too.
Yeah, he's out there. Ray as well.
Well, I am curious with these 53, if you guys see any holes or where you might be worried position group-wise. We'll talk about that next. We've also got a life of squid.
Bill Belichick and his little girl Jordan, they got their TV show after all, right? Next on the Morning Show, Sports Radio 99 The Game and
the Odyssey app.